have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it is time once again for another edition of the Mike Tomlin post-game press conference breakdown, and ladies and gentlemen, we are breaking things down for the very first regular season game of the 2021 season. It feels so good, and it feels even sweeter because the Pittsburgh Steelers were victorious in Buffalo, 23-16 over the Buffalo Bills, knocking off one of the Super Bowl kind of favorites for this season. So getting right into Mike Tomlin's press conference, you could tell he was in a pretty good mood. He did mention that they spotted them 3 points with that special teams kickoff right out of the gate, giving Buffalo a great little run down the field and great field position. But the defense played so significantly, and it definitely pointed to this stretch of the game as well as one of the reasons why the Pittsburgh Steelers were able to win this game, because they held the Bills 3 and out after that 75-yard kick return, just allowing only 3 points. Coach Tomlin after that went on to speak about kind of the adversity this team had to face with Robert Spillane getting hurt in warmups, which meant Buddy Johnson was going to play in a game he did not expect to get any snaps, originally being marked for that healthy scratch roster. It is, but it turns out Spillane gets a shin slash calf injury, and Buddy Johnson gets onto the field. Coach Tomlin would also go on to mention it was a great team victory, and they're kind of hoping to build on a game like this. Of course, it being week one, Coach T said not to focus on it too much as one of those kind of early season things. There's obviously a lot of stuff you have to go through before you can really kind of judge the how good a team really is, but he hopes to build off of today's win. In terms of health, Coach Tomlin said he was unsure of any dings and bruises because they played so many guys. There's definitely going to be some, but we won't know until early next week. Coach Tomlin also mentioned that it felt great to beat a team like the Bills that are this good, going in their place, winning ugly. It didn't matter. The Pittsburgh Steelers were able to get it done. The last thing he mentioned in his opening address was how good the three edge defenders were, that of course being TJ Watt, Melvin Ingram, and Alex Highsmith. Of course, Watt had a pair of sacks, forced a fumble. Ingram lived in the backfield all game long and forced pressure after pressure after pressure. And same with Alex Highsmith. That trio was unbelievable. Coach Tomlin also pointed at Cam Hayward for another guy that had a great day. Of course, Hayward had a sack, forced a fumble of his own, recovered a fumble, knocked a couple passes out of the air. Cam Hayward was great on this day. So getting into the question period, the first thing Coach Tomlin was asked about was Cam Sutton's play on that fourth down turnover where he shot the defense and made that tackle on that weird kind of a slant out throw into the backfield that Josh Allen made that, of course, went for a loss of about 6 yards. The Steelers did see kind of a fullback carry on tape and kind of assumed that the next part of that play would be some sort of a kick out to the running back. So they kind of anticipated something like that was in the playbook, but he pointed to Cam Sutton for making a great football play, in his words. After that, Coach Tomlin was asked about how kind of ugly the offense was in this game. Of course, early on, especially this first half, the Steelers could basically muster nothing, turn it around the second, but Coach Tomlin said it was not a game that they cared about style points offensively. All they cared about was getting onto the field, going into a hostile environment against one of the best teams in football and coming away with a victory, which is exactly what they did. Those kind of successful things that you want to find on offense is something they're going to have to grow on and be able to do for four quarters, because I know this is a great defense, but the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to have to do a little bit more offensively if they want to have a very long and fruitful season. After that, Coach Tomlin was asked about Deontay Johnson, about coming back into the game after he was injured to score a touchdown. Yeah, Coach T called him a competitor as well as all the other receivers, and it did show something that he was able to come back from that injury and get points up on the board. Coach Tomlin was also asked about the block punt from Miles Killebrew that Ulysses Gilbert III scooped up and brought in for a touchdown. Basically, he said at halftime to his team that they needed splash plays to win this game, and is exactly what they got. Coach also pointed to Derek Watt in the locker room at halftime, mentioning that they needed to even the odds after giving up that long kickoff return on the first play of the game. The Steelers did just that. They got those points back on the board, blocking the punt, getting it in for the into the end zone, which effectively was the dagger in this game, being able to scoop and score and give the Steelers a two-score lead, quickly jumping on top of the Bills, who led for most of the day. After that, Coach Tomlin was asked about the defense specifically, and he thought they played great. He also said having a defense this good, he expects them to be great every single time they take the field. Coach Tomlin said that is one of those things that he has come to expect from this team. This defensive unit has been so good year-round, or talent-wise has been so good that he expects them to be dominant like they were against the Bills. The last thing Coach Tomlin was asked about was about kind of play calling and decision making, and Coach T again points to his defense and says when they play that good, it makes it easy to make those coaching decisions that might be a little more difficult, like throwing the ball late in the game when the Steelers are trying to grind that clock out, or in other situations like going for it on fourth down. The Steelers' defense was so good that it kind of allows your offensive play calling to be a little more aggressive, and that's something they were able to do late in the game. Past that, that is really everything for the first regular season Mike Tomlin postgame press conference breakdown for the 2021 season. Exciting times. I do need to remind you to click over to BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, which should be your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. You'll get game breakdown on this one, knee-jerk reactions, game grades. I'm sure there will be film breakdowns as the week goes on. Everything you could dream up of content-wise for the Pittsburgh Steelers, you will find it over on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Once again, my name is Michael Beck, the deputy editor of said website. Last thing I want to remind you of is to check out the entire BTSC family of podcasts. 25 original titles coming out to you each and every week. Definitely one of the exciting times to be a Steelers fan, and we got you covered over at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Once again, my name is Michael Beck. You've been listening to the Mike Tomlin Post-Conference Press Conference Breakdown. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you guys next week.